We rarely went ashore. When we did, it was a big deal. Daddy would take us ashore to some of the ports we had hit up north. I remember mostly places like Coney Island. We'd go there, see that one time, and then he'd take us in there. We hit New England ports, which was the biggest ports we hit. We usually shipped out of Norfolk, Virginia, mostly coal. If we had an opportunity to get a load of something else other than coal, grain or something, that meant extremely extra work because we had to go down and wash the hole out of the vessel. The length of that hole, I say, and now we're talking about something that's maybe 35 to 40 foot wide and 300 foot long.
Wow.
And you had to wash it down, scrub it down, scrape it, clean it, brush it all, get everything out of all the coal. Then you got in a grain or something. But that was a light trip and a good trip because on the other end, you didn't get all the coal and mess up.
Right.
And it messed everything up. You can't imagine how coal dust can get in crevices. It was everywhere.
Was the pay different depending on what you were carrying?
Yeah. And sometimes we would carry scrap iron, and that's when me and my brother would get in there and find all the copper and brass we could. We'd pull it out on the side, and that was the way we made money.
Yeah.
The salary we received was $30 a month, and that was put, Mama kept that, Daddy gave it to Mama at the end of the summer, and that's for our clothes and school for the next year. So our money that we had was what we could scrap from off the piers and pick up junk and rope and all that. There were several outfits, and not outfits, individuals called, they had bum boats. They were kind of like a water taxi. New York Harbor had one there, old Joe, I remember his name just as good. He would come aboard, look at what we had, and give us a price on it. We'd sell it to him, and that's the money we had. And he was also the guy would raise the flag up, and he would come back and get us and take us ashore if we didn't row ourselves.